Blog Talk Radio.
Napa Know How. A Napa guy knows that by the foot, there's no better ride than an old station wagon. Room for six people facing forward, two people facing backward, and a whole lot of luggage, lumber, and bicycles haphazardly strapped to the roof. If you can parallel park that beast, you can park anything. And with some quality parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep your land ship running longer, stronger. It's not obsolete. It's a rare treasure. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Insight into Healing. My name is Alexa Servodidio, and I am your host. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Remember, you can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Insight into Healing. And be sure to check out my new book, Finding Your Peace Within the Chaos. There's also a Facebook page, or you can go to www.ccbpublishing.com/acervodidio.html. Well, tonight I have such an exciting educational show. On the line, I have Dr. Angela Tran. Dr. Angela Tran is a board-certified internal medicine and obesity medicine. After working as a primary care physician for 5 years, she realized that she was prescribing numerous medications for treatment of conditions where ultimately the root cause was obesity. She left internal medicine to open MedFit Medical Weight Loss to focus on weight management. Dr. Angela Tran now directs a medically monitored program that provides a complete weight management solution to long-term success. Welcome, Dr. Angela Tran. Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Hey, thank you, Alexa. It's such a great opportunity. I'm so excited to be here.
Thank you so much. I've been so excited. We've had so much great feedback when I was promoting your show about weight loss and obesity. How did you get started in this field with weight loss and obesity?
Actually, you know, it's a funny story. You know, I became a doctor. You can realize that, you know, it takes, you know, years and years of education and training. And after about, you know, probably 11 plus years, I became a doctor. I was a primary care doctor, you know, taking care of patients. And at the end of the day, I was like, you know, is this it? You know, I had dedicated my entire life to becoming a doctor. And by the time I got to the top of the mountain, I was actually pretty disappointed, and it actually made me very sad. It's actually, unfortunately, I became one of the doctors who were just really unhappy, and there's a becoming a larger percentage because, you know, what happens is that, you know, I signed up to be a doctor to save lives, right? But, you know, reality, you're actually, you know, prescribing medication, you know, you're answering phone calls and emails, and ultimately I just felt like this is not what I signed up to be. So I took a year, I really did some soul searching, and I really opened myself to the universe. I said, I need a sign, and sure enough, I met someone in Texas who did weight loss. And, you know, I had an opportunity to have a phone call conversation with her. And, you know, she said, Angela, you know, I love my job. And I was like, really? Like, I almost felt like I needed her autograph because I never heard anybody who actually loved their job. And, you know, I tell you, after an hour of talking with her, it was love at first sight. And that's when I decided I'm going to redefine myself as a doctor and start helping people through prevention of disease and not just treating them. So that's how I got started.
Yes, and I think that really brings up such an important, relevant points that are going on today with treating conditions and really treating the person and having, you know, clients, patients working on the whole system, not just prescribing medication. I think what you're doing is really commendable.
Right, yeah, exactly. I just, you know, again, I just got tired of giving my patients the diagnosis of, you know, diabetes. Here you go. You've got six medications that you have to take, or some people have to take insulin. You know, I wanted to educate and teach, and I said, look, if you just turn your health around, lose weight, we wouldn't have this conversation at all. And so that's really what motivated me and became so passionate about, you know, again, reversing disease through weight loss.
Yes. And why do you think, because I find the rate of diabetes is on such an increase. I see more and more clients myself, which is being, you know, pre-diabetic or being diagnosed with diabetes, that it's so rampant in this day and age. What do you think is the root cause of that?
Oh, yeah, you know, it's very sad. And in fact, I actually have a family history of diabetes. I've got several family members who suffer from it. And, you know, honestly, I think the root causes is that we are a carb-heavy country. You know, you've got fast food on every corner. You know, you've got all these processed foods that are just too easily accessible. And, again, people are looking for convenience and looking for something fast. And, you know, through the years, I think we just created ourselves this big hole, and now we are in big trouble.
Yes, yes. So what is your program about? How did you get that all put together?
Very good. Yeah, so, you know, I want weight loss industry, as you know, is a very large, you know, space. And I wanted to see, well, how do I make myself unique, you know, in this niche. And so I actually provide diet, fitness, and a doctor all under one roof. So it's actually pretty neat, you know. So when you're walking into the doctor's office, you know, you're thinking, you know, the typical medical clinic, you're actually walking right into a fitness training center. So I don't really have a waiting area. You know, I've got patients who can hop on an elliptical or a bicycle. I have a personal trainer on staff that works one-on-one with our patients. And so we integrate a very customized diet and fitness program. And on top of that, my joy is working on the psychology of weight management. That's really my focus because, you know, believe it or not, diet and exercise is only 50%. But your mindset is really what is missing, particularly in some of these commercialized weight loss programs. They don't address, again, the psychology and mindset, and that's where I put my focus in the program.
Yes, I agree with you 100%. I see a lot of clients, you know, they have the diet, they have the exercise, but the mindset, the ability to say, okay, this is a lifestyle change, and not just physically but mentally being a lifestyle change, and then being able to address the loss or address the struggles, it's 50% of the battle of getting the weight off and keeping the weight off.
For sure.
So what do you find mostly for the psychology? What do you find with the patients that come into your office? What are they usually struggling with?
Very good. So the typical patient walks into my office and tells me they've actually struggled with weight most of their lives. You know, it could be as young as childhood. You know, maybe when they hit puberty, they started to maybe grow a little bit faster. They were one of the, quote, bigger kids. Or, you know, they grew up in an environment with whether their parents or grandparents who really criticized them from their eating habits to, again, their body image. And they don't realize that they're carrying these, you know, sort of baggage into their adulthood, and it's actually affecting their decisions in health today. So I really work on sort of part of my tagline is learn how to think, thin, and win. So that's really what I just sort of try to teach, you know, you can be a normal weight, but if you continue to, you know, see yourself in the mirror and still see sort of the fat pockets or continue to criticize yourself, you know, you're only setting yourself up for failure. So I have a very specific curriculum, and it's a drawn-out one-year program, and I really dive into all the behaviors that naturally healthy, thin people follow. And so if you have that right mindset and you have that, you know, that thinking frame, then the diet and exercise actually will be easier.
Yes, yes. And what I love about your program is the whole, all the different aspects in one office, in one building, which I think is so important, because sometimes, you know, people will go to gyms and they just get the hard workout, where they can end up hurting themselves. They, you know, it still doesn't, you know, address the psychological issues, the things going on. But being able to work with a doctor so you know you're medically safe, you don't have to worry about, you know, hurting yourself, you're medically being monitored, but then also getting all the different feedback and the professional advice on it, I think it is so priceless.
Right, yeah, that's why I consider use my medical background as the advantage. You know, the ugly truth is that, you know, yes, we are dealing with, again, you know, diabetes, heart problems, knee problems, hip problems. I mean, I almost kind of cringe when people try to diet on their own, because I've got a typical patient who's on 5 medications. You know, you shouldn't be doing anything that you aren't aware of that could actually potentially hurt you. The second thing is that, you know, not one diet fits all. And I really want to emphasize that to every single patient. You know, I always start with the medical piece. You know, sure, that I have actually have some people who do eat right and do exercise, but for whatever reason, they're still struggling with their weight. And I said, well, let's take a step back. You actually need medical information. And so we really do a comprehensive medical lab workup to, again, address any type of barriers that can potentially slow you down. And then, again, the third is just that it's really, again, that psychology piece, you know, really, you know, going into those past experiences. Also, we address current experiences. You know, I have people who, again, know what to do, but because, you know, they are a mother, a father, a full-time worker, you know, they have grandparents that they have to take care of. We are all in this busy, high-stress life that we just put health as bottom on our priority list, and your weight and health suffers as part of that.
Yes, and I find so many people also set themselves up to be disappointed that they give these huge goals. I'm going to lose 30 pounds in 3 months for the wedding or for the reunion. And then, number one, that's not healthy for anyone to lose 30 pounds so quickly. And number two, how is that even feasible without really starving yourself and doing that? And I think it's very hard to do something like that, and also very dangerous. So I think people sometimes don't realize a year is a really healthy way. Doing it slowly is really building that foundation to have a healthier life and have more of a long-term result.
Right, for sure. And like I said, you know, that's actually one of the first questions that I ask when someone comes to my office as a new patient, you know, why do you want to lose weight? And if they do attach it to, you know, a wedding or a beach vacation, I already know that it's a quick fix mentality. And you're just going to put yourself into this yo-yo cycling, you know, and you're just going to continue to struggle. You're going to lose the weight and then just quickly gain the weight back. I really teach, you know, you got to dig deeper on that level of your why. Why do you want to lose weight? And that's where we really get into the meaningful, like, I want to see my child graduate from high school, or, you know, I'm tired of getting on a plane and having to, you know, ask for a seatbelt extender, or, you know, here in Colorado, everybody loves to be outdoors. But when you're overweight, you know, it's just very uncomfortable. You know, it's hard to breathe. You know, you can't really hike because your knees hurt. And, you know, again, you feel left out, especially in this city, when you are overweight. So it is pretty tough. So I tell all of your listeners out there, really dig a lot deeper on why you want to lose weight. You will be much more successful long term.
Yes, and I think it's really identifying what's your relationship with the food. What does it, how does it serve you? What is it? Is it that, you know, I sometimes say habits or addictions or food, if it's a food addiction, is what friend, what type of friend is it? Is that person that's there when you're down? Is it that person that congratulates you? What's your relationship with the food? And how can we find a healthier way of you to reward yourself or to comfort yourself so it's not that type of food or overeating?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. You know, I think we can just talk about, you know, emotional eating or stress eating. You know, you know, all day long. Again, it goes back to where are your priorities. And again, my typical patient will come to me and say, I help everybody else except me. And that's what happens. As soon as you wake up, you got kids, you got the dog, you're out the door, and then you've got your boss, and then you get home, you got your husband, dinner, and all these responsibilities, and at the end of the day, you haven't taken care of yourself at all, and of course, food is calling your name. There is something empty inside, and again, food gives that instant comfort, and it really causes this also, like, change in your brain chemistry. That's sort of why people feel like they're addicted to food, because it just gives you this, again, overwhelming high, like a drug, when it comes to, again, feeding yourself chocolate. So that's really something that we focus in the forefront. Okay, how do we make you the top priority? Because believe it or not, you actually can double the amount of people you help when you put yourself first.
Yes. Yes, self-care is very important, and also they can be the role model for other people. But I think if you don't take care of yourself, sooner or later you run yourself into the ground, or you have all these different medical problems that will eventually come up if you're not, treating your body right or not eating right.
Yeah. So, start slow. Most people, believe it or not, actually feel very uncomfortable taking care of themselves. It sounds kind of funny, but, when was the last time you just – read a good book, or took a hot bath, or maybe just went on like a mini vacation or even like a staycation. You don't have to be very fancy in what you do. You just have to, again, make yourself a priority, schedule it in, and do it. And it's this mindset shift that gives you that energy level that, again, almost sort of turns you into a superhero. Again, you can accomplish a lot when you feel like, okay, I'm taken care of, then now I can do anything else for everybody else.
Yes. Because I think growing up, we're always taught to give to others and be kind, and that's wonderful. But I think sometimes people can feel like it's being selfish if I take time out to take care of myself and almost don't know how. To give the same love and attention you give to someone else, you've got to give it to yourself first, kind of like on the airplane. You have to make sure you put your mask on first before you put it on anybody else.
Right. Yep. I love that example.
It's just so amazing. Why do you find some of the people that come in to you, what are their reasons why they feel uncomfortable of taking care of themselves or even realize that it's important to take care of themselves?
Again, it's just sort of that self-worth. A lot of my patients sort of grew up thinking, okay, well, I'm not sure if I'm deserving of things, but by helping others and working hard at it, then you sort of feel that satisfaction. But then you get into the cycle of like so now I just have to give, but then there's no receiving. Again, people just think that, helping others gives them self-worth, but now you are the one person that determines your own worth. So, again, you can raise that by taking care of yourself first. And, again, I promise you, you are going to be on top of your game. And, again, really have your life in order when you act like you are number one.
Yes. Yes, I agree 100%. When someone comes into your office after the first consultation, as you find out how much weight they need to lose, what the next step is, what does their daily routine or what is kind of the regimen, your curriculum you have for them? What does someone have to expect?
Very good. So the number one thing that we do first and foremost is, again, the medical workup. We have to do, again, the panel of labs to, again, address any type of underlying barriers that could potentially slow people down. So, for all the listeners, I'll throw out some basics that you definitely have to get, whether it's from, the weight loss doctor or your own primary care doctor. So number one, thyroid blood test. Again, your thyroid is a gland that sits in your neck that regulates metabolism. And again, if it is off, no matter what you do, you're not going to be able to lose weight very well. So you want to check that. The second thing is you want to check your blood sugar. Again, diabetes damper when it comes to losing weight. Even if you were just borderline, you know, that pre-diabetes diagnosis, it can really cause problems in the form of how you, again, burn calories, how you're processing food. So you really want to kind of gauge on, you know, where that level is. And the third blood test, which actually most people don't get enough of, is vitamin D. Now, here in Colorado, we actually get quite a bit of sunshine, you know, during the day. But believe it or not, I actually see a high percentage of people with low vitamin D. And people don't realize that. Now, vitamin D and calcium work together to give yourself strong bones. Most people don't realize that vitamin D is also the key that determines whether your fat cell is a burning cell or a storing cell. So if you are low on vitamin D, guess what? You are telling your fat cells to store more. So for everybody out there, really make sure that you get your thyroid, you know, again, your blood sugar and your vitamin D level. That's number one. The second thing is that with the program, you know, when patients, you know, start my program, they can expect to come in weekly. You know, it's pretty hardcore in the beginning just because we're out of the gate. We want to get that momentum. So they are going to be meeting with my personal trainer one-on-one, 30 minutes every single week, okay? After that, then they will actually have a face-to-face one-on-one session with me. So it's roughly about an hour, again, every week, but only for about like the first month, but then it starts to kind of alternate. But we really do a lot of hardcore personal training, physician visits, and then towards the second half, then we focus on the nutrition piece, really focusing on, again, I teach in my program, it is the quality of calories, not quantity. So I really want to reiterate to those individuals, you know, at the end of the day, I don't want my patients to be counting calories or weighing food. Again, I want to teach them the natural healthy behaviors. And so once they kind of understand the right foods, the right exercise, and they're feeding themselves, you know, in healthy ways, again, it is actually easier than, you know, putting in the work of, again, that counting really is not practical.
Yes, I agree. I mean, it's hard when people with a busy schedule, I mean, it's hard enough to eat sometimes, as we were speaking before, a lot of jobs, a lot of employment. You know, people work through lunch or don't have the time for lunch, or lunch is, you know, you don't get that full hour. You get about 10 minutes to eat something quickly. So to count calories, it really doesn't fit into the schedule, especially if you're on the road too.
Right, right. So we actually all have a meal replacement program that is also an option as part of our comprehensive weight loss management. Again, I've got a good percentage of people who travel or, again, you know, busy lifestyle or meetings all day long. So I host a program called OptiFast, which is a Nestle Health Science program. And it's a clinically proven program to produce not only results on a consistent basis, it gives you 100% of your complete nutrition. It's convenient. And on average, my patients are losing over 50 pounds in 6 months or less. And again, that is motivating in itself because guess what? When you lose weight on a regular basis, you're going to feel better. You're going to have more energy. You're going to breathe better. You're not going to hurt as much. And that, again, will automatically, you know, get you to think about food and exercise differently because it's a lot more fun figuring this out when you're at a healthier weight than when you are struggling. So that's the beauty of that program.
Yes, and you're being monitored by a medical professional as yourself, and I think that's what just so is key because I get so nervous when you hear, you know, I'm also a personal trainer and a Rovis instructor, and sometimes
my clients will try these fad diets or starving or eating only this food and that, and, you know, they might have diabetes or they might have some kidney issues or heart problems. And it's really frightening because, I mean, they say they go to the doctor, but who really knows? But, I mean, you never know. Each person, just because 10 people it worked great on, your body is different. You really need to be medically tested and monitored to make sure, because each person is so different.
Right, absolutely. You know, my top priority is safety, for sure. I mean, so that's why we've got patients who are coming in, you know, pretty much on a weekly basis. You know, we're checking their blood pressure, you know, we're checking lab work, and the most important thing is that if you're on medication, hey, guess what? You know, if you are losing weight rapidly, you know, your blood pressure will, you know, go to a lower level. Again, if you're on diabetes medication, your blood sugars are going to drop. So, again, that's my responsibility to make sure, you know, that you're not taking too high of a dose. In fact, that's actually one of my joys. I often get to pick the phone literally within weeks of the patient starting the program, and I call their own doctor and say, hi, you know, I'm Dr. Tran. I'm, you know, I am a weight loss specialist, and because your patient has lost so much weight, we actually need to stop her blood pressure medication or her diabetes
wow.
medication because she's doing so well. Again, this is just, you know, what gets me excited because this is the kind of doctor that I want to be.
Yes, I mean, this is so amazing. I mean, people have these goals their whole life to get off this medication. I mean, it's such a gift to be able to give that to somebody.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, again, you know, I'm not a pill person myself, so I truly understand. You know, sometimes it just feels like a jail sentence having to take medication. But guess what? You actually have the opportunity to get your health in order and maybe not require that medication anymore.
Yes. And that's a huge motivation right there. What is the food? What is the actual meal plans like for people? Because I know some people are nervous, oh, I'm going to be starving or I won't be able to enjoy life. What is that like for those people in your program?
Oh, that's the beauty. I love it because I, you know, I really catch my patients on surprise because, you know, my meal replacements, again, are designed to give you 100% of your nutrition. So not only are you getting the right amount of carbs, fat, and protein, you're also getting all of your daily minerals and vitamins. So when they drink, you know, a meal replacement shake or have a, you know, a protein bar, they're really surprised that they actually feel full, you know, by the time they're finished with the product. And I tell people, you know, being hungry is actually normal. So people will realize that, you know, being hungry means that you're burning calories. And so by the time you feel hungry again, guess what? It's actually time to have another meal replacement. So I teach that methodology of eating, you know, every 2 to 3 hours because it's, you know, it's kind of like a, you know, NASCAR race driving. You know, the driver has to go really, really fast around the track, but they have pit stops, right? So, you know, what happens at a pit stop? You know, you get your tires changed, you know, oil, gas, and then you're done, and then you go, go, go. But what happens if you skip a pit stop? You can't go anymore, right? And so that's what I tell people. Look, you got to create those pit stops. So you are eating every 2 to 3 hours so that you stay on top of the hunger. And then last, I understand there is a small handful of patients who still struggle with being hungry. And again, as a doctor, there are a list of FDA-approved medications that can help with your appetite and really help you stay in control so you can focus and continue to lose weight.
Yes. And do you find also, because I've found for myself personally too, by going, you know, if you go out to restaurants or a lot, that you train your body that the portions they feed you in restaurants are triple the size that are supposed to be a normal, you know, serving. But when you train yourself to eat that much food, you are that hungry. And it's hard sometimes to kind of, you know, have your appetite shrink down, but I think it's by going out, you really cannot finish everything on your plate. The portions are just huge.
Right. You bring up a great point. You know, again, these portions, you know, it's that visual stimulation. I mean, your brain is just off the charts. Before you even take your first bite, you know, it's already like stimulating all these appetite centers. It's almost like a buffet. So you can imagine how much you actually need to eat to sort of satisfy both your brain and your gut to create that full signal. And again, you know, I have a lot of patients who grew up with parents teaching them, well, you better clean your plate or you're going to be in trouble. Or, you know, that old saying, you know, there are, you know, starving children in other parts of the world, you know, you better, like, clean your plate. So, you know, I have patients who just eat because they don't want to waste food, but then they're, like, just eating more and more in bypassing their full signal. So, you know, they're not purposefully overeating. It's just sort of this guilt emotion behind it. So, again, that's what we work on. So, you know, there's a lot of strategies behind controlling the portions, not just the simplicity of eating less.
Yes. Yes. And it really is a lifestyle change, really being able to kind of tap in to everything that's going on within yourself to be able to work on, you know, your eating habits, your weight loss, and your mindset. It's really a whole, you know, as we were saying, like mind, body, and soul type of connection that really needs to address all different areas of it.
Yeah, yeah. So, again, take care of yourself as a whole person. It's not about just, you know, the counting calories and just the work of it. Believe it or not, when you really treat, again, your mind, body, and soul and give it the quality that it needs, you will actually be successful in other areas of your life, you know, when it comes to relationships, career, family, you know, everything will be all into place when you take care of your health.
So if someone has reached to the six-month mark of your program, what did they have to look forward to? What is the next six months like for them?
Very good. So one of my absolutely, you know, critical pieces of the program is actually the maintenance phase. You know, I have a lot of patients who come in to see me and they say, hey, Dr. Tran, I am perfectly capable of losing weight. I have no idea how to keep it off. And that's where we, you know, we get you to your goal weight, but then we slow way down and then we have a second half portion of the program where they're still receiving regular visits, ongoing support with me and our personal trainer and nutritionist. Again, then we start to kind of figure out, okay, where is their life in that time of the year? Are the holidays coming up? Do they have business deadlines? You know, are the kids out of school and summer vacation? We sort of let life happen, and that's where we swoop on the back end and really support, again, reinforce all the behaviors I taught in the first half, but then watch them, you know, very closely as they continue to maintain their weight long-term. And honestly, I still see patients, you know, for years after their program. Again, that's the beauty about being a doctor. I'm in it for the long run. So I keep a long-term relationship with every single patient that comes across into my clinic.
Yes, and I think it's great, you know, after maybe someone has been healthy for a while and has lost the weight, but I think it's also great to always come in every once in a while for a tune-up. You know, your car goes in for a tune-up. I think it's great to come in, check in, you know, go. Life happens. Things kind of catch up and do things. So I think it's great to have someone to be able to come back in, you know, touch base with, go over, reinforce old, you know, coping skills and new skills and being able to kind of have that support always on your side so you're not left without a safety net. You really have a plan on how to move forward. And for things that happen in life, business meetings, parties, weddings, surprise dinners, you feel like you're okay for them. You're prepared. You know if these things happen, you're not taken so off guard.
Yeah, definitely. And again, we have multiple ways to really stay connected with our patients. You know, we host a private Facebook group that I'm very active on a daily basis. You know, we've got newsletters and I'm constantly, you know, throwing out the latest tips, you know, addressing, you know, weight loss in the news, you know, things like that. And then, you know, we have a really good system that we use to make sure that we are regularly outreaching to our patients, whether it is via email or phone call. So if we haven't heard from you in a month, then you can pretty much expect, you know, at least a couple of phone calls and a couple of emails. So we're watching you. We know. We always kind of create, you know, opportunities to get you back in, even if it's just a quick check-in.
Yes, and I think it makes a huge difference. I think it really makes, I know so many times people feel like, oh, it's a weakness, I should be able to do this on my own, and they kind of beat themselves up over about it and judge themselves. But it's great to have a team. It's not a weakness to have someone, to have the support to reach out to people, to have a community as a platform to kind of grow.
Yeah, and I remind patients, you know, just imagine how many years you struggle with weight. You know, you can't just fix it in a couple of months or even a year. It's really a lifelong journey. And again, if you have the right support in place, again, reinforcing the behaviors, then yes, you will be successful. But just realize that you're not meant to be an expert after you finish, you know, a short program. It's really just, again, to get you to your goal weight, but then, you know, there's always that learning journey along the way, and we support you as you continue to keep that weight off.
Yes, yes. And are your patients also incorporating food, you know, regular normal food with your program? How does that work?
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up. So we actually have several options. You know, we have patients who enjoy the meal replacements completely, just because, again, of the convenience, and also because it actually gets that rapid weight loss result on a weekly basis. But we have other individuals who have modifications. So they'll have, like, you know, a mixture of products and regular meals. You know, again, we'll have modifications when they go on vacation and holidays, et cetera. And then eventually, again, after that 6 months, we do a nice, slow, hand-holding transition back to regular food completely. And that's where they are, again, more educated and knowledgeable about the type of foods, you know, that they eat. Believe it or not, I actually went through my own program a year ago. I have a 17-month-old daughter. Her name is Haley. And I actually gained 40 pounds during pregnancy. And normally, you know, I'm actually a very tiny person. I'm only 5'2". And, again, I grew up, you know, being a little bit on the thinner side. So 40 pounds was a lot. So it really gave me some insight, you know, to what my patients feel. And, you know, I did the program like a champ. It actually, again, was very convenient. Believe it or not, it was actually easy for me. And it only took me a matter of months to get out of my maternity clothes.
Wow, that's amazing. I think that even speaks volumes of your passion for what you're doing, because you've done it for yourself, so you really know the program because you've experienced, you know, firsthand.
Yeah, yeah. And again, I just really want people to know that I can connect. You know, I'm not just someone standing up on my soapbox and telling you what to do. No. Well, you know, we all on some sort of level have, you know, some emotional eating and things like that. And of course, you know, those who manage their weight are just much better at it than others. And I just want to let people know, you know, that I've been there. I understand. I went through it. I can teach you, you know, and it's just, again, it's rewarding, you know, to see people who, again, overcome their struggles and get to a healthier lifestyle.
Yes, yes. I mean, it's such a huge, huge accomplishment. And I think it's so rewarding to be able to lose the weight, to actually get the confidence and know that you've done it. Because I think so many times people feel like they can't do it. And I think when they do it, it really builds up a different type of self-confidence.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Again, you know, confidence is just, you know, so precious to a lot of people. I mean, you really can accomplish a lot of things in your life. You know, I truly believe confidence is one of the closest connections to your authentic self. And when you kind of live that out, then, yeah, you truly have that mind-body-health connection.
Do you find there's maybe one particular barrier or setback that a lot of patients, you know, face after a while of doing really well? Or do you feel like there's a few that are kind of common barriers or kind of setbacks for people who've lost the weight but something kind of come up? What do you usually find happens with that?
Very good. I think, you know, one of the common barriers is sort of that critical negative voice. You know, I do have a lot of patients who tend to be, you know, perfectionists or sort of have that, you know, severe fear of failure. And I think what happens is that, you know, again, we really, you know, take it slow when, you know, we lead someone to their goal weight because, you know, I tell them, you know, hey, you're successful, but guess what? You know, you get a lot more attention. You know, your family and friends are saying positive things, and all of a sudden you're almost kind of like a celebrity. But then I have patients who start to kind of turn that into, again, pressure to perform, but then they continue to criticize. And then I think that's the biggest mistake that causes people to gain the weight back is just they just feel like, you know, again, that pressure is too much. So I really, again, work on a deeper level on teaching them how to handle that success and really turn that negative voice into a positive, supportive voice. And again, it takes practice for sure. But I would say that's probably one of the biggest barriers is, again, that negative mindset.
Yes, and I think, you know, sometimes it's so confusing for people because you think that you have to be hard on yourself, you got to be tough, you got to do this, and you would think that by being that tough, you're going to get the goals, but it's actually the opposite. I mean, there's so much judgment and criticism in the world as it is. You know, by criticizing and judging yourself, it's almost like self-sabotage because you should be building yourself up. It's not about being lazy and you have to be hard on yourself, but when, you know, having all that negative self-talk is so damaging. And I find a lot of times when people are depressed or angry or have a lot of anxiety, that can cause them to hold on to weight or even gain weight.
Oh, definitely. So, again, it goes back to your self-worth. Again, we're just, you know, pounding that in, you know, really raise that self-worth, be confident, be deserving, and really, again, eliminate that negative voice because you can be so powerful when you believe in yourself.
And do you sometimes have patients that sometimes gain most of the weight back? Because I know sometimes these things happen and people kind of fall off the horse or had a couple of barriers. What has happened with that?
Yeah, you know, actually, again, that's why I keep that long-term relationship. You know, I always tell patients, kind of in a jokingly manner, you know, my phone number should be on their speed dial. So anytime they struggle, it's time to call Dr. Tran. You know, come back in. So, like I said, I actually, you know, I'm proud to say that I do have higher maintenance success rates only because, again, I keep that ongoing relationship. I always have an open door, and I make people feel like they can come back, you know, even if maybe they, you know, failed or gained some weight back. I really have that open arms, open door policy. But I also find that in other places it's actually the opposite. It makes me very sad. So I really created a very positive, supportive environment, and everybody knows as soon as they walk into my door.
Yes, because, I mean, we're all human. Things happen. People, you know, you have a mistake or you gain weight or you do something. And I think it's being able to say, it's okay. You're still worthy. You're still, you know, you can still work on it and you can go back to it and start working on it again. It's not a total washout. I think sometimes people feel so unworthy or, I failed. Why even try? But knowing that they are important enough to keep on trying and to do it for themselves.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, my programs are a year long. Again, it allows me to really kind of take a peek into their lives through all seasons of the year. You know, what does life look like in the, you know, the fall, winter, spring, and summer? And I actually have a lot of patients who feel relieved when I tell them it's a one-year program because they don't feel like with that pressure, there's the time clock is ticking. You know, we really kind of address, you know, I always tell people, you know, let life happen. The more it happens, the more we can learn about it. So, you know, so if something dramatic happens in your life, I want to be there so that we can create strategies in place to protect you so that you don't let your weight suffer because of it.
Yes. And I think that's so key, is what you're saying, is having those strategies, having, you know, a game plan, having, you know, a safety plan, having a whole different guideline of what to do, so you're never just caught out. Because I think so many times people think, oh, and then these things happen, and they're caught off guard. But if you always have a plan or a guideline, there's something to fall back on.
Right. Yep. And again, I teach people, you know, yes, planning is very important, but also how you respond to the unplanned events is really what makes that bigger difference in being able to maintain their weight. I remind everybody, even the healthy weight people out there are not perfect, but they know how to respond to, again, those life events, and, you know, creating both pre-planned strategies but also reactive strategies, so that people always just have, again, that proactive mentality and stay on top, is what makes that difference between those who maintain their weight long time and those who continue to struggle.
Yeah. And do you also work with a lot of patients who've had any type of weight loss surgeries or procedures done? How does that work with your program?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I actually have quite a high percentage of patients who have failed weight loss surgery. It actually makes me, you know, very sad. I understand weight loss surgery definitely plays a role in weight loss management, but, you know, in some cases, again, surgery doesn't necessarily fix the psychology component of weight loss. So, you know, those who struggle mentally generally have a higher failure rate, thinking that surgery is going to fix them. In fact, I had a patient, you know, she still insisted, you know, she really wanted surgery. She thought that that was the end-all answer. And, you know, she lost 10 pounds after her gastric bypass. I mean, this is a really, you know, extensive type of surgery. You know, I enrolled her in my program, and she lost the remaining 70. So that's to tell all the listeners, look, you know, psychology, you really got to get your mindset in place. You know, you can't just physically or mechanically fix something. You got to address the whole component.
Yes. Yes, and I find so many times with clients that I've worked with, perfect example is someone who suffers from anorexia. They will be, you know, 80 pounds, 90 pounds, and because of the psychology has not, of the brain has not been addressed, they still see themselves as overweight. And I think that's really what's going on in your brain, what's going on, so, you know, in psychology of what the food is and what it means to you and what else is going on. Not that just, you know, you have a problem eating. There's something, it's not just that easy. There's something else going on. I think so many times, you know, people also who suffer from, you know, different weight issues also feel judged so much because people say, oh, just stop eating. Oh, just get over it. Stop, you know, and I think it's not that easy. If it was that easy, everybody would do it. It's not that easy.
Yeah, and, you know, you also bring up another good point. You know, I actually have, you know, a good number of patients who hardly even eat at all. And so they come into my office and say, you know, I only eat once a day. Why am I overweight? And that's just a testament to say, you know, look, obesity is a disease. You know, it's not just, you know, life choices. It's a breakdown in your body chemistry and your metabolism. So, again, you know, that's why I really enjoy, you know, getting that extra training in obesity medicine, because, yes, in some cases you do require a doctor to help you. It's not just about what you eat or don't eat.
I mean, I feel, I mean, as a psychotherapist and as a certified personal trainer and a ropes instructor, that you would always need a doctor to be part of it, because I think I'm very safety first in all my careers, but I think it's so important. You never know. You really have to be monitored by a doctor, and, you know, and it's a disease. It's something going on. It's not just, you know, let me watch how much I eat. That's, you know, a small part of it, but it's really seeing the whole picture and being able to have a real professional there to guide you.
Right. Yeah. And again, it's just, it requires, you know, a team, you know, and like if I lived in New York, I would definitely just, you know, hook up with you. We would just be, you know, partners, you know, sharing patients back and forth. But again, it really requires a multidisciplinary team to really provide our patients with the right tools and support to make this a lifelong success for themselves.
Yes, yes, I agree. How can people find you or look up? What is your websites and your links so people can find you and look up what you're
Very
doing?
Good. Yeah, so they can go to my website at denverweightlossclinic.com. And, you know, again, I've got to, you know, they can also find me on Facebook and Twitter. And, I'm constantly, you know, tossing out, you know, free tips and articles. And I really want to bring value and educate, you know, all our patients so that we can really kind of cut through the noise and the confusion of what you're supposed to do with diet and exercise. I also really want to open up to all the listeners out there. You know, feel free to email me as well at drtran@denverweightlossclinic.com. That's DRTRAN at denverweightlossclinic.com. And share me your story. Share me your struggle. You know, I'm happy to really give you some guidance, even if you don't live in Denver. I'm happy to help. And, again, we are starting to create some initial programs to help patients outside of the state of Colorado. So stay tuned. We really want to expand because we know how important it is, and we want to reach out to all the people who can't physically drive to our clinic.
Yes, you must have read my mind. I was just about to ask you, when are you expanding? Because this is just what we need. This is just such an incredible, what you're offering is so incredible and really not around. And I think it's so important to be able to have all those different phases and all those different ideas, and also to have you as the doctor there. And I think it's just so incredible to be able to offer such a program like this.
Yeah, thank you. And again, I really, you know, enjoyed being part of this show. I mean, just like you, we just really want to educate. You know, information is powerful, and when you've got the right information in place, yes, you will actually set yourself up for better success. So the more that I can really point people in the right direction, that's really what drives to get out there and really make sure that, you know, everybody, you know, gets the success that they need in order to live that healthful life that they want.
And definitely, right before the end of the show, I wanted to ask you, are there any supplements? Because I know so many different programs have supplements. And do you provide supplements for your program?
Very good. You know, it's not required because, again, I'm not a pill person. I really don't enjoy the programs where they sell you 10 bottles of supplements, and as soon as you stop the supplements, you know, you gain the weight back. So I'm a proponent of the basics. So definitely number one, a multivitamin. Now, for all the females out there, I actually recommend a prenatal vitamin. Even though you're not going to, you know, you're not planning on children, and, don't confuse your husbands out there, but, you know, prenatal vitamins just have that extra oomph that your body needs with regards to metabolism. Number two, again, that vitamin D level is really important. Get yourself checked. I recommend 2,000 international units per day minimum to make sure that you've got your vitamin D up. And, again, if you check your level and it's really low, your doctor can actually give you a prescription dose. And then, finally, the last supplement that I recommend is a daily probiotic. We're really starting to find that your gut health really makes a huge impact on how you absorb nutrients and how you metabolize. So, you know, you can get that over the counter, or I do have some supplements that I hold in the clinic that can address that. So multivitamin, vitamin D, and a daily probiotic, those are the absolute, you know, must-haves, and that's pretty much all you need.
Yeah. And it sounds great. I think what you said about, you know, the probiotic with the whole gut, it's just so important. I think people don't realize it, how important it is with digestion and metabolism. It makes a huge difference.
Yeah, you know, and people don't realize, you know, there's so many food allergies and food sensitivities now, and, you know, there's a lot of inflammation. And so, you know, the daily that's where the daily probiotic really plays a significant role, you know, in really helping that, you know, digestive system do its job.
Well, Dr. Tran, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. It has been so informative and so educational, and I'm just so impressed by your passion for the work that you do.
Thank you. And again, I'm so grateful for the opportunity. Again, I really hoped that I provided some value to all the listeners. Again, I'm so excited that I've been given this opportunity to, you know, do what I do. And again, I'm happy to help anybody who wants to reach out to me.
Great. Thank you again. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Insight into Healing. And remember, if you have any questions, you can send an email to insightintohealing@gmail.com, or you can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/insightintohealing. And again, please remember to check out my new book, Finding Your Peace Within the Chaos, at CCB Publishing. Everyone, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Have a good night, and God bless. Napa Know How.